We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top, Hesiu Dov Acha. We're talking about the discussion in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, why they asked Gevinas Akum, why cheese from a non-Jew is Aser. And we didn't come to a conclusion in the Mishnah. Actually, he even changed the subject. He brought in a pasuk in Shir HaShir and Pshat in the pasuk. So we'll start off with that a little bit. Then we'll get back to why exactly is Gvinas Akum Osir to eat. Zot Gemara. My, what's Pshat in the pasuk? Ki doivim, toivim doidecha b'yayin. In the Mishnah, he asked him, is the girsa doidecha or the dayich? Is it going on Hashem's friend, Ashtoidecha, or doidayich, which is going on Knesset Shor, which is in the Keva. So the answer was, that's Kitovim Deidecha. Now what's Pshah in that pasuk? So my Kitovim Deidecha Miyayin. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, what's a Pshah of Pidrush, obviously. Pidrush, what's Pshah in the pasuk? Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, Omru Knesset Shor, Mekar Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael said in front of Kares Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalom, Arevim Alai, Divri Deidecha, Yoyser Meyena Shal Torah. Which means it's toivim deidecha is better than yayin. Yayin refers to the Torah itself. Deidecha refers to the divrei seferim, which means what Chazal say. So it's sweeter to us the words of your friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Chazal yoyisav yena shel Torah. Now the Gemara asks. So now this really is a remez to what they were discussing, that Chazal asked the Gvinas Akim, even if you don't understand it, it's awesome. So now the Gemara asks, why did he ask him and discuss this pasuk? So right away the Mashal says, what do you mean? I'll tell you why. Because this pasuk is a remez taka to the idea of listening to Karnas Chazal. So the Mashal says that if you wanted to do that, you know, there's multiple psukim, there's a lot of psukim that have a furish that talk about giving how choshev Chazal's words are. For example, the pasuk says, V'yoyse mehema b'ni hazer asoy svarim, it's a pasuk. Also, so why do you bring this pasuk? So, Maestro, why do you bring the pasuk Shir HaShir? Maestro, I called the Shaila, they asked him about Om Shem Pazi, Vitame Rav Shem Rabbi, Mereish the Kroah Kamale. Because he told him from the beginning of pasuk as well. The beginning of pasuk says, Yeshakane Meshikas Piu, Kitoim the Dechem Yayin. And the Shikas Piu is a lotion of keeping your mouth closed. Like when someone gives a kiss, his mouth is closed. Omale Yishmalachi, Chashoik Sifsecha, keep your lips closed, Zubazu, Valtava Lahoshev. Don't right away answer. Everything I tell you, don't answer right away. Try to keep your mouth closed. And that was the remez of bringing this pasuk. My timer, why shouldn't you ask kashas on the gzeru? Omu ula v'temer Rav Shmuel. Bar abba gzeru chadosha hi. It's a new gzeru. Ve'eim efakukim ba. It's a new gzeru. And a new gzeru, it has an kash on it because then people might be maker with it. You want the gzeru to take hold. And if people have kashas on it, so they're not going to keep the gzeira. So therefore, don't the beginning of a gzeira, don't ask too many questions on it. Gzeira chadash, even fakum ba. So now the Gemara is going to go in exactly what was the reason why they asked the Gvinas Akim, my gzeira asa. Now, why don't you say pashut? You know why Gvinas Akim should be asa? We know, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, on the Aflam Heim HaBeis, that chol of Akum is asa. You're not allowed to drink chol of Akum. So a very simple reason why Gvinas Akim is asa, because it's chol of Akim that turned into cheese. So why isn't it a very simple pshat? Why it's also to eat cheese? Because it's chalav akum. Why is chalav akum also? Might have missed some tamei dig milk in it, some cow milk, some camel milk, or any other milk, donkey milk, huh? Oh, so the answer is Rashi already answers this on the Lamadama base. Rashi says, "Damashum chalav shal behema tamei." Rashi on the bottom of Lamadama base, "Damashum chalav behema shal tamei lekelamechish." The kaimelon chalav tamei ain't a oimed. Klaim ain't a nikvas. It cannot become cheese. So therefore, it can be the problem, the same problem as Chol Vakum, because Chol Vakum cannot be made into cheese. So the question is, why is Gvinas Akum Osel Chara? It should be a raya that it's not Chol of Tamei, it's not Chol from a non-kosher animal, because that wouldn't become cheese. So we know it's cow's milk. So if we know it's cow's milk, so then what's the problem? Why is Gvinas Akum Osel? My Gzerusa, what is the Gzera? What makes cow's milk Osel? What makes the Gvinas Akum, right way to say it? What makes the Gvinas Akum, the cheese of a non-Jew, also? The reason is because we know Cholov is one of the things that the snakes like eating. And therefore you worry that there was a snake put his venom, his poison, into this milk and then it turned into cheese. And the Goyim Namakran this. Therefore it's Sakana, that's the reason. So Freyta Gemara, Why don't you say clearly? So why didn't the Chazal just tell you that's because of Nikr? Kedula. Like we said, similar before, that when they make a gzera, they don't give the time for 12 months. Someone will come and say, yeah, I didn't hold of it. And they come to be mezalzel in the gzera. But this man, the Omer, Shmuel Levi, is saying the real reason why you're not allowed to eat from the cheese is because of Nikur. That's the reason. If once the cheese dries out, it should be mutter. Why? Because we know that if it has this poison, it will not dry out. Yosha on tistery, if it ages well, it should be mutter the cheese. Something that gets dried out, obviously, doesn't have the poison, because the poison is not let it dry out. Yosha mutter, eminichel yishin. And yosha, if it's old, so then also, if it ages, then it's also mutter, because it does not let out the age. So the Gemara's kash is that lechayra, why don't you say that this is a raya that it's not really a problem of nikur? Now this man is a problem of nikur. So a few questions here you have to answer exactly You shouldn't be able to buy water from a guy or dvash from a guy because maybe you have nikur. Well, like, why would putting kashers by gvinas akum? So he says, they're worried about menakiyusa. They're worried about keeping it clean. But chalav, since they're not makbid even menakiyusa, so therefore, for whatever reason, they're not makbid. That's why it's a bigger chash. But like a public Mar is learning right now, the problem is nikar. The Mar is a kasha. What do you mean? If it gets old, there's no problem with nikar. So according to Rashi, it's a new terrace. Amram chanina, v'shi efshe lo b'loy tzachtuchei chalav. It's impossible that in the cheese, there's always these little holes in cheese, you know, has these holes in it. And those holes will be full of milk. And that milk will be chalavakum. That's why you're not allowed to eat the gvina. So Rashi explains that what's the problem? The problem is that the chalav tamei that's mixed, a lot of times there's chalav tamei mixed into milk. It says there's chalav tamei in the milk. And then, so whatever becomes cheese is from the chalav tahar. And the chalav tamei will sit in the holes in the cheese. That's the Rashi. Let's read Rashi inside a little bit. Rashi fishy efs. Rashi says, "Bein gumus shagvina nisha min hachalav, v'chalav shachalav v'chavim bein shorai osur." And chalav akum is also dilma arbe chalav tamei. V'chalav tamei na oimed v'miriv tamei betar ha tamei nisha stays in the suve de chalav with the juice of the chalav atar shagar mishka. V'chalav tamei asim na taira. So he says, "Yeshlochus shivagumis nishemenu." There's something left in the gumas. Azoy lant Rashi. So it's a new pshat. You know why cheese is also because it has chol of akum in the cracks. Frank Tosfos, which mishugana is going to put chol of tummy into this cheese? You have Anderson Cheese Factory. You're going to put chol of tummy into it. Why would they do that? They're trying to make cheese, but crying aloud. Why would they put chol of tummy in it? So Frank Tosfos. Tosfos maskul afi. He has two kashes, but his first kash is. You should have said Ella. The second kash is void. The auto michashin the yuchavim shoyta have a shir bechav tami. Apushu yidei shen oimin. Therefore, Tosfos didn't pshat the Gemara that there's no such chash of that. What the Gemara means is that we're worried about gilui. Yoshan and Yavesh. We're worried that there's some chalav left over in the cracks. Regular chalav tar, but the problem is gilui. It's really a continuation of the answer of gilui of the poison. That's really a continuation of that tarot. It's not an Ella. He's saying we're worried about the milk that's left in the cracks, which was megula and is poisoned. The most question was it's yoshan and yavesh. Tarot is something left in the cracks. That's what Tosfos learns in Gemara's tarot. Now, what's the answer to Rashi? So one answer to Rashi, about Avatar's tarot to Rashi is Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says the answer is that Avatar doesn't put it in on purpose. But a lot of times he plans on using milk. He has milk set up for cereal. He says, you know what? I'll make it into cheese. And that has Chol of Tama in it. That's what I'm worried about. That's Tosfos Rid learns. But there's a Chassam Sofer here. It's a Muridik Yisoyz, the Chassam Sofer, that says Pshat in this Rashi different. It says Pshat like this, that Avatar, it's no Chassam to put in Chol of Tama. He's not a Shaita. But the Halach is that today, Chol of Akum is Osir, even if it's Chol of Tar. So he says like this, if it turns to cheese, they didn't make a Xera on that of Chol of Akum, because it can't turn into cheese. But anything is still in milk form, even though you know for sure, with an umdino, let's say, that it's not Chol of Tame, it's still Osir. Because Hain, they made a loy plug, Chol of Akum is Osir. And that's the problem here. Not because we're scared to put Chol of Tame in, because Chol of Tame makes Chol of Akum Osir. But today, Chol of Akum is Osir. Therefore, obviously, there's something called in the world Chol Stam. Firich Sam Sofer. It's also to eat Chol Stam. The whole head of Chol Stam is because you have an umdino that's not Chol of Tomei. It's umdino. It's a raya because the government says it doesn't help. It's a first sugi of Firashi. It doesn't help because it's a tray Chol. Ramosh and the Tshuva starts off with the Chassam Sofer and he argues on the Chassam Sofer. He says, not Pshat Rashi. He brings a raya because it says, Lachos Shavagum is Nishar Emenu. He learns that means that he left over Chalav Tomei in it. Ayin Sham, it's not for now. It's a huge sugya. But those want to look up the Igris Maisha. It's Yerideya Aleph Simon Mem Tes, which he handles this Chassam Sofer and he argues on the Chassam Sofer. But this Chassam Sofer is a big Yisoid. And that's why you'll never find a chassid drinking Chol Stam, because they go with the Chassam Sofer, that doesn't, the whole thing doesn't apply. Okay, weiter. Zog de Gemara weiter. So we already have now, really, either one or two pshatim like Vinas Akim Zasa. The first one was Niker, the one had a kasha in it. Three times we have a teretz that I kasha. And if you Rashi, it's a new problem. E'ef sh'olav lo yitzuchzuchi chol. But Shmuel Amar, Peshvam bidem oiso bi'or kevas develo. The reason is, you know, eat Gvinas Akum, you know why? It's because how do you make Gvinas Akum? They take a piece of ar, of skin of the animal, of the skin of the keva, the skin of the stomach, and it's an avela. And therefore it's a problem. We talked in the Mishnah about using keva rennet. That was says not a problem. Why not? Because it's pirsha balm. But this is, they used to use the ar. If they use the ar, so it's a problem with avela, that's why you can't eat Gvinas Akum. That's the reason. Also, that was a good kasha. What's the problem? Yeah, good gosh. L'chare, forget about Ar Kevis Nevela. L'chare, it should be a problem of Basav V'Cholav. If you're using the Ar, first of all, using the Renit is not Basav V'Cholav. But if you're using the Ar, how do I make cheese with Ar? It's Basav V'Cholav, it should be the problem. Well, why worry about Nevela? It's like for a taste of the Maslum Pnei. My place should be the Mtaima, Mat Yer Nevela, Filo Shchuta Nabi Asura, even if it's Shchuta Asura, it's Basav V'Cholav. And for Toysis, a big aside, that Belias of a Basav v'chalav won't be the raisa. If it's bleis from avela, be it's the raisa. Av b'shchutom from basav v'chalav like a sura the raisa. The tzoinim v'tzoinenu. That means if you have bleis that's kavush zok toisi aside, it's not the raisa. It's a big aside. We learn basav v'chalav. What is basav v'chalav the raisa? So it's toisi saying here that kavush, which is something that sits together or maimid, is not a raisa according to toisvus. Okay, let's go weiter. What's the problem? The R. But the keva gufa, which means the rennet itself, the milk itself in the keva, will be mutter to be maimed to curdle the cheese with that. It's a Mishnah. The milk that's found in the stomach of whether it's chavim's behema or nevela, it's aser. Favinaba otu de bechavim lav neveli isn't a oiv de vayizara's behema a nevela. What's the two things? Well, mashmul chalik tani keva shchitas bechavim is a nevela and it's asura, and the keva, the milk inside, is asura. So you see over here that the milk is aser. Why is the shmul saying dafka to ar? The milk is aser. It's good. Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha. It's a pella what the Mar says Kasha on Shmuel. It's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the Keva was Mutter. So Echanami, you just want to ask Kasha Shmuel on Shmuel, as Taisha says basically. And with the Gemara like Kasha, that the Mishnah and Chulin, on top on base now, is Kan Kaidim Chazara, Kan Lach Chazara. In our Mishnah alone, it's first started off that there's a problem of Keva's Nevela. And the Mar answered back, no, it's Pirsha, because it's right from Oila. So the Mishnah and Chulin is going before the Chazara in our Mishnah. Kan Kaidim Chazara, Kan Lach Chazara. Or Mishnah Loizazo Mem Kaima. The Mishnah did not move from its place. So that is the pshat of Shmuel. We asked the kashim kevas nevela, but the reason is kevas aren't nevela. So we already have two or three pshatim like Gvinas Akim Zasa. This pshat was the what? They used the R of a nevela to make the cheese. Not a pshat. Rav Malkiya Mishmei de Rav Ada Bahava. We had this Rav Malkiya before as Agav. Gavi the sugi of Malkiya and Malkiyoi. Rav Malkiya Mishmei de Rav Ada Bahava Omar. Prish Machlikim Panea B'shuman Chaza. The reason why you're not allowed to eat Gvinas Akim is because they make it very shiny. How do you think it's so shiny? Know why it's shiny? They smear it with fat from a chazir. And therefore, it's osti, that's again a Gvinas Akum. Rav Chista Amar, not a pshat, because they use, to curdle it, if you don't have rennet or they use chaymitz, use vinegar. And vinegar, we know from a goy, is also because the ayin esach. So therefore, it's also. Now remember, Gvinas Akum is only osu v'achil and osu v'anah. So it'll be a sugar problem, why is it not osu v'anah if they use chaymitz? We'll see in a second. Rav Chista Amar, not a pshat, Another pshat, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Bereshit Midim Ha'isa B'sraf Arla, because they use sraf, sap from Arla, to make the cheese. Now, who holds that sap is considered Arla? Kaman, Ki Haytan Adetran, Rav Eliezer Omer, Hamaymid B'sraf Arla, someone who's maimid cheese with sraf Arla, also Bereshit Peri, because the sraf is considered a Peri. So you see, it's going to Rav Eliezer. So tomorrow, no, there's a case that everyone agrees that the sap from Arla is Aser, when the sap comes from a peri, not from the tree. I feel that Rabbi Shua, kind of like Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Eliezer, Ela B'kat for the Guza, only by sap that comes out of a tree or a branch. Abakat for the peri, but if it comes out of the peri, so and the fruit itself, Moedid. Behind the Tanan, Om Rabbi Shua, Shemat B'Ferish, Shamayim b'Sraf Alan v'Sraf Ikre Mutter. Which is clearly, definitely it's from Sraf from leaves or Sraf from roots Mutter. B'Sraf Pagin, which is very small Peri, is also Reshu Peri. So here we have another Pshat. What number Pshat is this? So let's say Shmuel number two is R. So two is R. Three is Chazir, Shum Chazir. Number four is Chaimitz, and number five is Sraf Arla. So the fourth and fifth Pshat is either because you might curdle it with chaymitz, which is ayin esach, or you might use srafa arla, and arla we know is asmano. What is arla? Arla is the first 3 years of a tree, is arla. And is arla also in chutz la'aretz? So that's why the green is not going to be also chutz la'aretz also. Arla is not dafner, it's arla is chutz la'aretz also. If you buy today a tree in Home Depot, a geshmaka tree, and you say, oh, I'm going to eat the fruits, it's child of arla, you have to make sure it's not arla. You buy a small little tiny blueberry bush and you want to plant it, you can't eat the blueberries for two reasons. First of all, maybe you have shiloh bugs. And second of all, because problem of Arla. So it's not the best idea. But anyway, throw that in just as an agav. But back here, so the Gemara is saying over here that another upshot is that Srafa Arla is not a is a problem with Gemara. It's also Ba'achila. Freit the Gemara, Bein l'Rav Chisda, Bein l'Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Chisda says Chaymitz, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says Al Arla, Titzah Ba'ana. It's Rav Nachman also. Gemara comes out, Kasha. So we have five pshatim, why gvinas akum is aser. Now, which one do we paskin like? So Tosfos, Mordechai Tosfos over here, the original is Lach Lamaisa, but Tosfos holds that we paskin like Rabbi Shuva Levi's reason of Gilui. And he says, today, that we don't, not makbid on Gilui, so therefore, Tosfos says, it could be we won't have this gvinas akum. Tosfos is declaring, there's no gvinas akum today. Why not? Because we don't have the Issa Gilui today. Nechashim are not Motsi today. So if you hold like a pshat of Gilui, then it wouldn't be Negei anymore today. I and Tosfos on the bottom line, Haman Aleph, that has a discussion about that. Zok the Gemara, finish the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Doris Rav Nachman Bayitzch, Doris Rav Nachman Bayitzch, Rav Chista. May the Chsiv, what's pshat in the Pasuk, once we were talking about Shir HaShir, we'll say more Pesukim, L'Reach Shemanecha Toivim, Shemen Turak Shemecha, Akein Alom Yisrael Evucha. What's pshat in this Pasuk? Alpidrosh. My this is Reach Shmanecha Toivim. Loma Talmud Chacham Doimel Tzluchis Pleiten. What's a Talmud Chacham Doimel to? A Tzluchis, which is a jug of Pleiten. It was very good smelling besamim, very good smelling spices. So Talmud Chacham is Doimel to this type of jug of spices. Migula, when it's uncovered, Reichen Oidev, then it smells gvaldik. Mechusein Reichen Oidev. Teaching us that a Talmud Chacham has to spread his Torah. He shouldn't just learn in a base marriage the whole day himself. He's trying to spread Torah to other people. And it helps him. Le'oid, el dvarim shemechusim en meskalim lo'i. If he teaches Torah, then even things they never knew will be meskalim to him. Shnemar says in the Pasuk, alomois e'evucha. And we darshan karibay alumois, things that were covered. And we darshan too much rushes from the word alomois. But le'oid, the Malach HaMavis will love him and not kill him. Shnemar, Alomis Avucha means Karibay Al Mavis. So Al Mavis will love him. He'll get two Alomis. Both of them are Zevil Abba. Shnemar, Alomis Karibay Oilomis. We read it, Oilomis means like worlds, and they get both worlds. So if a Talmud Chacham goes down and teaches Torah, first of all, he'll get Megal, there'll be uncovered, uncovered secrets will be Megal to him. Number two is the Malach HaMavis will love him. And number three, he's in Vizaychet Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, like it says, Olam Mois. Ad Kan, the Sugya Gvinas Akum, and we'll have next Mishnah, we're going to bring in Pasakum, Bishlakum, and Cholavakum, and Shemanakum, and other things in the next Mishnah of Mitzvah Shem.